From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington announced today they'll work together to reopen their economies while continuing to control the spread of COVID-19.
There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together.
That's how Governor Gavin Newsom put it at his daily news conference today, heard on KALW.
We just sent out a joint statement of a shared vision for a process and protocol, a framework, we refer to it, for reopening, not just within our states, but more broadly as a region.
The governors say that each state's public health leaders will focus on four goals. One, protecting vulnerable populations, such as those in nursing homes who are at risk if infected. Two, ensuring adequate hospital capacity and personal protective equipment in order to care for those who may get sick. Three, mitigating the non-direct COVID-19 health impacts, particularly on disadvantaged communities. And four, protecting the general public, quote, by ensuring any successful lifting of interventions includes the development of a system for testing, tracking, and isolating, unquote. Newsom said that he'll announce tomorrow how the state plans to relax restrictions and begin to return to normalcy. California's insurance commissioner today ordered some companies to refund premiums for March and April because of the coronavirus. The broad directive includes payments made for workers' compensation, medical malpractice, and private and commercial auto policies. The order is based on a voter-approved law from 1988 that gives the insurance commissioner authority to approve rates before they go into effect. The law also says no rate will remain in effect that is excessive, adequate, or unfairly discriminatory. Insurance companies set rates based on how much risk is involved, using historical data to make those calculations. But since mid-March, most of California's business sector has come to a halt because of the spread of the coronavirus. Since then, traffic in San Francisco and LA has virtually disappeared, elective surgeries have been canceled, and more than 2 million Californians have filed for unemployment benefits. The president and CEO of the American Property Casualty Insurance Association criticized the order and said California should let the private market resolve the situation. He noted insurers have already announced billions of dollars in premium relief in recent weeks. Insurance companies have 120 days to comply. They can refund premiums, reduce them, or give customers a credit. The order could be extended if closures continue. People are relying more on food delivery apps such as Grubhub or DoorDash these days, but a new rule may cost you more to have your meal delivered at your doorstep in San Francisco. KALW's Sona Avakian has more.
Mayor London Breed has announced that delivery apps must cap their restaurant fees at 15%. Fees typically range from 10 to 30%. Grubhub is railing against the plan. They sent an email to their customers saying that this will increase their fees by $5 to $10 per order and immediately cripple their delivery service. The company asked their customers to contact the mayor's office to oppose the order. City officials say the cap will last through the remainder of the emergency or until businesses are allowed to reopen for dine-in service, whichever comes first. For KALW News, I'm Sona Avakian.
Public gatherings have been banned for weeks now, but some people have found a way to keep the party going. San Francisco police recently shut down an illegal underground nightclub. KALW's Christopher Agusa reports.
The SFPD staked out a warehouse in San Francisco's Bayview district for several days before raiding it on Saturday. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, investigators noticed as many as 30 cars parked nearby, and surveillance footage shows more than 100 people entering the building. According to the city attorney, social distancing was definitely not being followed. The nightclub was mostly operating between 2 and 6 a.m. During the raid, police seized cash and other items, including gambling machines, fog machines, and DJ equipment. And police noted other safety violations in the venue, such as no fire alarms or sprinklers. This action comes as law enforcement has begun cracking down more forcefully on those breaking shelter-in-place rules. I'm Christopher Agusa, KALW News.
Find more news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.